Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. On a hill called Calvary, Jesus my Lord suffered for me. Carried the cross on that day, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the cost, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. And they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on the third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am
and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home.
Have you watched the news lately? Everything that's going on around us? Especially now at that United Nations thing is on. Have you listened to the news? I really don't tell you that. I think the only two people that are worth listening to is Trump and Bibi. They're the only two people that will tell you the truth. The rest are all just a bunch of liars, and they're instruments of Satan. It's That's what's going on out there. And like I say, when you listen to these other ones, I watched it a little bit. The only two people I'm really interested in is, like I say, is Trump and Bibi. They're the only ones. They'll tell you the truth. The other people, they're just like Satan. He knows his time is short. So what Satan does, he's trying to hold on for, he's trying to hold on to power. And he uses that United Nations and that, all that deception to hold on to power. That's all that it is. That United Nations thing is just Satan's, it's just Satan's broadcasting. He knows his time is short, and the United Nations is all run by the Vatican. And when Satan was done with Hitler, he just instituted the United Nations. It was for 1948, after the Second World War, anyway. He said something about 80 years, so 80 years ago it was formed. So
it was formed around 1948, yeah, around that time period.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right after Second World War. Mm-hmm. And so that's Satan's newsroom. Mm-hmm. So it's all deception, that whole New Green New Deal. They have this environment thing and all that stuff, and this United Nations and all that stuff. They're trying to promote their agenda, and it's all from Satan. That's exactly what it is. It's nothing to do with God. See, you and I, we're interested in the Word of God. We're interested in what God has to say about everything. Mm-hmm. We're not interested in what Satan has, but Satan is using. He's using deception, and he's using whatever he can get his dirty hands on to try to hold on to power. That's mm-hmm. really what it is. And when he listed them guys, they're trying to pretend that the United Nations thing is something real. It's just the devil behind it, trying to hold on to power, mm-hmm. and, you know, his time is short. But see, you and I, we live in reality. We tell people the truth, and that's the only thing. We're interested in things that come from heaven, things that have eternal stuff. Mm-hmm. And that news that they tell you is news. It's really not news. It's just Satan, like I say. He's just trying to hold on to power. Mm-hmm. He knows he's done. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. You allowed us to see the picture in this end time, Lord, and we're not wavering, we're not shaking with everything that goes on around us, Lord. We just pray to continue to do with us as you see fit. Give us the real picture, the real insight of things, and let us see the hour and time we're now living in, Lord. We know the things we're seeing is true and accurate, because we have scriptures to back everything up with. So we just pray you can continue to do with us as you see fit. Lead and guide us by your spirit, Lord. Pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Like we're saying, the only things we're interested in is things that are solid, things that has eternal value. And we keep repeating ourselves, because you're dealing with a deceptive world. You're dealing with the deception of every description. Everything that you hear without this here, without you and me, without Trump and Bibi, and then without the real thing that's worth listening to, the Trump will give you the truth about that that environment thing out there they call the Green New Deal, and he'll give you the truth about the scam. He'll give you the truth about these things that the United Nations are trying to push,
mm-hmm.
and he's giving you the truth. And then Bibi, he'll give you the truth about Hamas, and there's things that are going on in Israel. It's just Satan trying to hold on to power, and then here's Israel trying to fight with God's program, trying to bring God's program to the forefront, and he said he's going to establish a nation of Israel, and it's exactly what he's doing, and the whole world is against him, that so much that they even decided they're going to call the Palestinian a state. But they don't even have a border. How can you claim them a state? It's even less than a delusion what they're trying to create. They're trying to create a state that has no state. They got no land. They got no border or nothing. They're just out there, a bunch of dummies decided they're going to create a Palestinian state. They got down another. He's got his dirty nose into everything. It's just a
He's just a United Nations puppet, that's mm-hmm. all he is. Every time you see him, you feel like puking, really. But that's just the way it is. And so you gotta be careful who you listen to, who you watch, and what you observe. And they're just United Nations puppets, which, when the truth be told, they're Roman Catholic puppets. It all goes back to Rome. All roads lead to Rome, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what it is. That's their side of the story. And when you analyze it from where you and I are coming from, we're coming from truth, we're coming from reality because we're grounded in the scriptures, and we mm-hmm. know exactly where we are in time. And if you want to know the things that we're saying here, you just, everybody's got a smartphone nowadays, you just punch in, I just did it this morning, 1963 Mystery Cloud, February 28th, and you can read the whole thing yourself. You don't need us to spoon feed you. If you don't have enough interest and care where you're going to spend eternity, then just take what we're saying and just sweep it under the rug like everybody else is. But if you care about your eternal destiny, just punch in your smartphone, 1963 Mystery Cloud, and it'll tell you that in February 28, the God of Heaven sent Brother Branham out to Arizona, and there he met him, and it's and then before the end of the day, there that mystery cloud was formed, February 28 over Flagstaff, Arizona, and there for the whole world to see was a mystery cloud, and it's mm-hmm. still to this day, it's a Time magazine, 1963, and then you read it, and it'll tell you exactly what we've been trying to say here for the last 10 years, that in 1963 was the Midnight Cry. They don't tell you in there about the Midnight Cry. We're just filling in the spaces. That 1963 was the Midnight Cry. At midnight, there was a cry. You can read it over. I think it's Matthew. And that's exactly, that tells you and I exactly where we are in time. That February 28, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. That whole thing, that's all it represents, 1963, Brother Brennan was out there, and there the angels met him, and then they, before they left, they left a mystery cloud up in the sky, mm-hmm. way above the cloud structure. They couldn't go up there with mm-hmm. planes. Because it was too high, can't fly that high. But that's the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah,
you know? That's why we're just saying a thing that has eternal value, mm-hmm. and we ground it and we take it back right to the scripture. Everything we're saying here is founded in scripture. That that's United right. Nations mm-hmm. has got absolutely no scripture forever existing.
That council, that United Nation Council, that council has been going on throughout the ages. Like you can read it in Matthew 27 verse 62. When Jesus was, he was crucified, the enemy, he made sure that he was given up to the Roman army. Mm-hmm. And then he was crucified and he died and he was put into a tomb. And then they came the next day, which is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees assembled before Pilate. See, that's the same assembly still,
yeah.
The same spirit, and said, "Sir, we remember that while that deceiver was still alive, he said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give orders to secure the tomb until the third day, otherwise his disciples may come and steal his body and say to the people, 'He has been raised from the dead,' and the last deception will be worse than the first." And then Pilate gave orders to secure the tomb. And then they weren't even satisfied with that. When Jesus rose again, some of the guards went in the city and told the chief priests everything that happened. And then they were offered, after they had assembled with the elders and formed a plan, they gave a large sum of money into the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came at night and stole his body while we were asleep. If this matter is heard before the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story is told among the Jews to this day. See, that council, that evil council, is still going on today. Back in the day, it was those religious leaders. They were planning up a lie to deceive people. And here, the devil is playing with the UN since the 1948, since God started the nation of Israel. He made sure that things would never materialize. That's why he has that Palestinian state there, to always to make sure that God's plan never materializes. But we know throughout the scripture, like you were saying, when you will listen to the news with your natural ears, it's very discouraging, because it looks like the devil is going to win. But he's not. We can look throughout scripture that when the fullness of time came, that the angel was sent, Gabriel was sent to Mary, and announced the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the devil can't do nothing, but he can only try to stop the plan of God, and he does it with lying and deceit and with money. That's why the Green New Deal is all these fraud programs that you see that never really materialize into anything. These are just programs to hinder God's plan. And you can see it with the United Nations. They're actually a terrorist group, an evil council. In Israel, back in the day, it was they still considered where the UN is situated in Israel. It's called the evil council. And that's where they counsel against Jesus to crucify him. Mm-hmm. And it's still the same spirit still occupies that area. And now it's just given the name the UN. But back then they had this council with the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they wanted to do away with Jesus. Here they're trying to make sure that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't happen.
Yeah, they all have their evil council, right? They have their evil council. That Leonard from Delta, he's part of that evil council. And the devil doesn't die. He just and here's another thing. He's been given exactly right to the day. He's been given 6,000 years to do his diabolical thing. It's just some kind of a contract that I can't understand why God would give him that much power, because it's just the way it is. Because Jesus had addressed him as the prince of this world. That's exactly who he is. He's only a prince. He only has been given 6,000 years to do his dastardly thing. And then back in, after the crucifixion, the spirit of the Jews are saying, after 2 days he will revive us. Well, these 2 days, you can go back in Hosea 6:2, and it'll say, after 2 days he will come back to us again. That's really what the what that scripture is. But Hosea is saying, after 2,000 years, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back, and he's going to come back to us, and what he's going to do, he's going to revive us again. And that's what you see in over in Israel. As of October the 15th, 2021, that scripture became into fulfillment. And now what's going to happen after 2 days? See, we're after 2 days. We're after the grace age, where the countdown is on. From there on, you can count 7 years, exactly to the day, and that culminates the 6,000 years that Satan is down here as a prince. The prince of this world has been cast out. But now we're down in the countdown, and you and I, we're the only two people that can tell the world exactly where we are at time, because we take it the mystery cloud. You can punch in, we take your iPhone, everybody probably has an iPhone, you just punch in 1963 Mr. Cloud, and it'll tell you exactly what we're saying. It'll tell you that William Branham, with that Amos Angels out there, and that's the truth. So you can count from 1963
February 28th, and you can count exactly, and you'll come up to exactly what we're saying here. We're not making things up. You'll come right up to October the 15th, 2021, and then the rest is history. The rest, you can do your math, you can do the calculating yourself, and from there you just add 7 years, and then that culminates Satan's 6,000 years, and all you're seeing out there with all this uproar, with all the news media, with all the United Nations, with all that, it's just simply Satan is on his way out, and what you're seeing here now is the shaking of all things. Everything is preparing for the day of the Lord. Everything is preparing for the culmination of all things, and this shaking that's going on out there, everybody's scared, oh, this, that, wars and rumors of war, but it's all programmed. It's all in God's program. And all we're trying to do, we're making the picture clear so you don't have to worry about what's going on out there, because the Bible says at the end time, every hair of your head is counted. You don't have to worry about it. In fact, it tells to rejoice. Rejoice, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth, and your holy apostle, for Babylon is fallen. All you're seeing with this commotion, and all you're seeing with all this is Babylon fall. It takes 7 years until she's done. It started on October the 15th, 2021. And by the time 7 years are done, there will be no more sign of that whole Babylon system, that whole enterprise. And you can go back, and we took many back and forth time and time again, back at the end of Revelation there, you can read where that the Babylon system gets an atomic bomb. It's right at the batting. They drop a bomb right into that place where they make a pope, and that is going to be the end of that Vatican, of that Babylonian system. And just that simple. See, here you hear the whole truth. You don't hear no gee whiz and by golly stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're not being intimidated by what the world has and what the world counts and all the evil things there. Like I say, every religion, they have their stronghold. They have their evil council. The Hutterites have theirs. The Muslims have theirs. The United Nations have theirs. They have their seat. And if the truth be told, they got them out in New York. But really, their headquarters is in Rome. It's just controlled by Rome. And to you and I, everything is so simple. Mm-hmm. So because it's been written before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm. And you take it to the Bible. If you don't take it to the Bible, it becomes a very confused picture. But the Bible tells you the overall spirit of things. When the UN and the fourth beast that Daniel saw, see, that's all interconnected. And then you can understand what is really going on behind the scenes. Like, it's that fourth beast that Daniel saw that's still controlling governments in this world, because they are that fourth beast that Daniel saw and John saw that will be in this earth and in this in the latter days, in the time that we're now living in. And that's why you can trace it all back to Rome. It all goes back to Rome, to that Vatican station there where the Pope sits, and that's where the spirit of Satan comes out of. Mm-hmm. And he can't just be there, here and wherever. He has to use some kind of a structure, and he uses that beast system. And then whoever writes that beast system is the Vatican, is that religious system, is what's writing that beast system that it speaks of in Revelation.
Like we're saying, you can't kill a spirit. And you can go back with what we're saying. You can take it back to the Bible where Daniel, back in the day, he saw that structure, he saw that beast. And what he did see, you see, Rome was the last empire. And then he saw this hand, a big stone come out from and come down. And he came down to demolish all these nations, all these kingdoms of this earth. And then what happened after that, the kingdom was set up of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're seeing right now. You're seeing all that scripture being fulfilled. And pretty soon you're going to see after end of 7 years, after end of 7 years. And I can give you right, I think it's 1928. for 2028 when all everything will be done, and then that hay, and then that big stone, that big rock is covered down, and it's going to demolish all the nations of the earth, and the last one was Rome. And that's what you're going to see out here. That's when all that happens, it's not the end all we're all. Mm-hmm. It's just the beginning of a new era. Mm-hmm. Just the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ coming down to take over the reins of this world, and the kingdoms of this world will then become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you only have you could do the math. Everybody can do exactly what we're doing. See, we have a concern where we're going to spend eternity. And what we did, we found these scriptures and we put it together for a child to understand that in 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. And then, like I say, October the 15th was the end of it. End of those 2 days. And then Hosea's 2 days kick in. After 2 days, a revival. That thing gets going on, and Israel, it's just a revival of Israel. It's just scripture being fulfilled. We don't worry about scriptures being fulfilled. We just believe it. We see it in the scripture, and we see it is now being fulfilled as of October the 15th, 2021. Anybody can do the math after that. Then from there on, it'll give you the exact day, 1,260 days. It's the middle of the middle of that. That restoration of Israel, and we're now in the 40 and 2 months. Within that 40 and 2 months, you can see all these things going to happen. You'll see that great tribulation beginning to develop. It's already started. It just hasn't hit its peak yet. And that's what you see. You only got 3 more years till all that stuff will end. All that's doing, all that's going on out there, it's all just fulfilling scripture. And we can sit here and we can be comfortable knowing the end time picture, knowing it's just fulfilling scripture. And if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have nothing to worry about. And that's all what this thing is about. Jesus knew that, and he warned us about the end time and told us no hair of your head would fall without his knowing. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just put your trust in the Lord. In fact, he tells us, like I said earlier, to rejoice and jump for joy because your redemption draw nigh. All this hell that we've been in the world and been going through for the last 6,000 years is rapidly coming to an end. And Satan, he's pretending like he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He thinks he wants to hold on to his power, and really deep inside he's shaken because he's afraid of his day that's coming because his days are numbered. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to protect his turf. He's trying to hold on to power, just like United Nations. When you listen to these thugs, that guy from Turkey, these are all just Satan's thugs, and they're trying to downplay what Donald Trump is saying and doing. Now they're going after him for saying the things he said, and they're trying to hold up their empire. Every one of them, they're all trying to hold up their thing. But at the end of the day, what Trump is saying is boss. He's the king of all them. He towers over all of them, because what he's saying is true, and he's God's vessel for the time and the day and hour we're living in. And they all know what he's doing is true. What should have been the United Nations job, he's doing it single-handedly by himself, with them opposing every move he makes. And now they made the Palestinian state, and then he said he's not going to make a Palestinian state. He's not part of that program, because these other people, they're not of God, they're of the devil. Trump is of God, because God saved his life for this end-time picture to fulfill scripture. That's all he's doing. And we just happen to tell people the truth here. We just happen to have tapped in to what is actually going on on the spiritual scale of things. We're not interested in what United Nations is doing, because we're just seeing it, the scriptures being fulfilled. And we rejoice of heaven and rejoice of earth, for your redemption draw nigh. And that's what Jesus said that we should do. We don't worry about that stuff out there. That's why I said, you watched the news lately? Pretty depressing. But if you see what we see, it's actually rejoicing.
Yes, it is, because if you could see the picture, because God has allowed us to see what he's doing in this end time. First of all, he allowed us to see that he sent a prophet, the Malachi 4 prophet, the spirit of Elijah, to turn us back to the faith of the early church. And that what it was all about, in order for us to understand the day and hour we're living in, and what God is doing in our day. Like, and then he continued with Brother Jackson, like, well, no matter what the devil tries to do, like with this Brenhamite movement, they're actually entity designed to make Brother Branham actually look bad in the eyes of people. Because when you talk about Brother Branham, automatically they associate Brother Branham with the Brenhamite movement. And Brother Branham is not the Brenhamite movement. He is not, because he was a vessel used to bring out this end time truth, to restore all the truths that God had restored since 1500s, and to bring it into the church so that people can be clothed with the revelation for their day and hour. And that's what God was doing with that prophetic ministry of Brother Branham. Now, if the Branhamites, people associated Brother Branham with the Branhamites, and they turns people off Brother Branham, but it's not. That's what the devil uses in order to make him look like it's irrelevant. But the ministry of Brother Branham, without that, you will not never see the end time picture. You will have bits and pieces, but you will not be able to put it together. Because if you listen to people on YouTube and preachers out there, prominent preachers, they have bits and pieces they can piece together, but they do not have the picture. And we can tell you the picture and what all these entities out there are and what God is doing in this day and age. It's nothing to get discouraged, because it's actually you seeing the transitioning happening of God famishing all those gods. And that's part of those Babylonian gods that God is famishing. And the end, that statue that Daniel saw, that stone comes down and he demolishes that statue. And in that statue is the nations there, that European beast system. And it's going to come and it's going to smash it to pieces and it's going to be gone. And then it's going to be the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a beautiful picture when you look at it from the eyes of the scripture. But when you look at it from the eyes of the media out there, and the UN, and these phonies out there, the Hamas and the Palestinian state, it looks very discouraging that things are not materializing, but they are. In the end, it's going to be that whole system will be done away with. There's not going to be no Palestinian state. It's going to be a state of Israel like it has always been. And God's going to fulfill his word.
That's all he's doing. Restoring it. And see, when God does something, like God raised up Brother Branham, and then he raised up Brother Jackson. And when God does something, Satan is right in there like a dirty shirt to try to pervert the whole picture. And when Brother Branham went off the scene, there was Brother Jackson. But see, there was his opponent, Eddie Biskell. That's all he was. He was an agent of Satan, and I can say that for a surety. He was just a vessel that Satan used to try to counter-react what Brother Jackson was doing. Because Brother Jackson was sent of God, was anointed of God. He was that word where it says, in the days of the voice, when he shall begin to sound, well, there's got to be that word begin there, is in there for purpose. And that angel took the old words of Raven and Jack to continue the program. But here, when you go back and list of what Brother Jackson had to go through, when that transition came, he had to fight all these Brenhamites. He had to fight that spirit of deception, and he had to fight these strongholds. And Eddie Biskell, he was the biggest stronghold that he had to fight, and he just died here a week or so ago. And now that spirit, that part of that program is done. Now God can continue to do exactly what he's doing. And everything that we're seeing here, everything since God moved on us to continue with the program, hold on to the things that we've been done. Now you and I, we're pretty much on the freeway. You know, we can expose that Eddie Biskell. He was not of God. He was of Satan. He was that force to counterattack
everything that Brother Jacks never tried, taught and tried to teach. And he was that invisible force behind the scene. He made sure that you do not ever go near Raymond M. Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he had people so intimidated mm-hmm. and so fear-mongered that you dare not even mention Brother Jackson's name in their presence. I know I was right in the lion's den. I was the one that gave Lance LaRue, his assistant pastor, the tapes about Brother Jackson. He said, I'm not even going to look at him. I'm not even going to touch him. Because Eddie Biscoe has succeeded in brainwashing these people that Brother Jackson was a black bird, nothing positive covered up, and he was that tool that Satan used to make sure they do not go near the ministry of Brother Jackson. And Brother Jackson's ministry is the only one that can take what Brother Branham said to do save it. He's the only one that can do it, go in there with precision accuracy and take out the pyramid story, take out all the dual statement that Brother Branham said, because Brother Branham said there's only 3.5 years left for the Jews. Brother Jackson comes along and tells the people there's 7 years left for the Jews. And that
he could rightly divide the truth, Brother Jackson, because Brother Branham said things that weren't really scriptural. And then Brother Jackson could come along and rightly divide it and say that it's a 7 year for the Jewish people, but we know there's 3.5 years of tribulation, and then there's the New Jerusalem, and he was able to rightly divide it and go to the scripture and bring it out and form a picture in your mind what the Bible says.
And the world of like out there, the world has a United Nations to combat things. And we in this truth here, like in the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, we have the Branhamite to combat everything that Brother Jackson said. That whole Branhamite world is the forces of darkness trying to do everything they can to downplay everything we're saying, to downplay everything that Brother Jackson was saying. That's that force, that's that invisible force behind the scenes, all in the name of the prophet, all in the name of the Bible, all in the name of the message, all in the name of the bride. We're the bride. Every round the world where these Branhamite churches are, I can see that right now, because I couldn't see that 30 years ago because I didn't know. But I do know now, and I do know that Eddie Biscoe was that strong. He was that strong man that kept people from opening their eyes because they allowed themselves to be intimidated. I tried to tell my cousins out in Washington State there, and they thought I'm blaspheming. They almost fainted when I told them that Eddie Biscoe is not for real. He's just a phony. And today I can say he's just out there doing exactly what the United Nations are doing, trying to keep people from the truth. And, and praise God, he's gone. The whole world is at rest now. I felt such a peace when I was actually going to go out to his funeral. And then I thought, you know, they're not even going to have a funeral. It'll just be a private thing. But I started getting my car ready to go out there. And I was glad I couldn't go because the Lord didn't want us to go. And all of a sudden, we had trouble with our car. And we had to fix it first. And in the meantime, we found out that, like I said, from day one, pretty much, I bet they're not even going to have a funeral because he left his will as a disgrace. That split that they had here 10 years ago, and then all his garbage became exposed out there for the world to see. And you can go back if you can read it. I think it's even on the internet. On YouTube you'll find it, how they split up and all the stuff that came out of there, that money corruption and all that stuff. I don't want to go into the weeds because it's not worth it. It's not even worth mentioning. And the whole world is at rest now. The whole Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson's world is now at rest because finally their strong man is gone. Mm-hmm. And praise God for it. The world is in a better place because of it. Now, if they hear me say that, oh man,
They'll send their tugs in, and they'll do their powwow, trying to destroy me, trying to shut me up. That's why we're constantly under attack, because they found out that we're combating that Daddy Biscuiting. He's their god. He's their idol. And the devil used him to combat everything that Brother Jackson said, to the point where they didn't even dare go near. When his name was mentioned or anything about grief, Feet Assembly or anything that they preach, they intimidated people not to go there. And then when Brother Jackson goes off, guess what? Here we have these idiots, James Allen, that was supposed to take the thing. There Satan invades them, and Satan brainwashes them, and here he comes out with even something worse than the Brenhamites are doing, right in the movement mm-hmm. of Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And here they come out, one after another, people that we used to look up to, here they come out, we're the third day. Here they come out, the lake of fire is the center of the earth. Here they come out after 2 days. These tugs, like Satan invades them, and they think they're doing God a service. And if they listen to us, they're exposing it. We're just exposing it. They're nothing but a bunch of phonies. That heaven, he's just an artificial person. He's not for real. And the same with James Allen. These people are just phonies. The same with Dan Relevant. They have evolved into this. We used to look up to them, and we had every right to, because we didn't know what they were about. But here, in the same time, God is exposing it, letting it surface, and you and I, we're the only people that's worth listening to, that we're holding on to the line of the truth of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and we're the only two people that you can actually trust with the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because the Lord told you why he put us together, to hold the line of this truth. And if it weren't for you and me, there would be no more Brother Branham truth out there. It'll just be so perverted and so confused that nothing, it won't even be fit for a dog to eat. That's exactly what the Lord told me what they're going to do. They're going to make, out of the ministry of Brother Jackson, they're going to make minefields. They're going to put minefields all over the ministry. And what does a minefield do? It's out there to destroy. And that's exactly when you look back. That's exactly what Benjamin Boyd did. That's exactly what James Allen did. That's exactly what Hefner is doing. That's exactly what Bobby Stewart. They're all digging minefields and trying to pervert everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. And see, you and I, God always has an oasis. God always has a person that'll mm-hmm. hold on to the truth. And here he raised you and I up, put us together. And all we're doing now, we're just putting it out there. You can take it or leave it. You can go follow these donkeys if you want, because there's nothing there. They're all of the devil. They're all of Satan. You know, Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And he tried to invade us here too. But see, we were on the ball. We were sober. We were vigilant. We saw them come. He used that Jeremy to try to come here and destroy us. He used that Kenneth. And they come through here. And what did they do the minute they get out on the freeway? They figure out a plan how they can smear us. How they can make us look like garbage. But see, that God knows all that. And you know, we have only one commission. Just hold on to the things that you've been taught. Don't worry about what they'll do. Sure, the devil will try to invade us here, trying to make us irrelevant. But that, at the end of the day, is what counts. It doesn't matter what people do. We got our footing down. We got our roots down. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what God has called mm-hmm. us to be. To hold on to the truth that has been given to the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. And we know exactly what's up to our neck. The invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb to get you out of this hell that's coming. You could take it or leave it. If you don't take it, it don't matter to us. And all you're going to do, you're going to have to go out in that great tribulation, and you're going to have to be butchered if you're born again Christian. You're going to have to be butchered and slaughtered, and your head's going to get chopped off, and you have to be killed to get one to that sea of glass, like we were saying the other day. That Charlie Kirk, he's the first one on that sea of glass. And he's going into it. See, it overlaps a little bit. We're the last leg of the journey from the Brenham move, from the seventh star that Jesus held in his right hand. We're the last leg of the journey. We're the final chapter. And the other chapter is already, it's overlapping, like an overlapping thing. And Charlie Kirk was the first one of those people that's going to end up in the sea of glass, because he died as a martyr. And there's a lot of people, they're going to die as a martyr going through that tribulation hour, because Satan, he wants to get rid of everything that even resembles Christianity. And you see that before it's over, they're going to try to wipe out anybody that even mentions Jesus. At the end of the day, they're going to make war with him that comes from the white horse. They want to make this a society where there's no God, no Jesus, nothing biblical. And they'll still succeed in doing that. Because they'll succeed in getting rid of all the Christians. They're going to get rid of the Jews. They're going to get rid of all these Christians. But there's only one thing they cannot get rid of. They cannot get rid of those 144,000 because they're sealed. Not sealed them. They can't touch them. They can't touch that woman of Revelation. And they can't touch the sheep people that God's going to use to go into the millennium. But the rest, they'll kill them. They'll chop their head off. And they'll end up on the Sea of Glass, as dying as martyrs. And we're just telling people the truth. Because we read a program. We read a blueprint. And to you and I, everything is so simple. But see, people don't want the truth. They want that. They would rather listen to delusion, you know. They'd rather a made-up story. Like they'd rather listen to United Nations and the fear-mongering that they do. But we're not worried about what they're doing because they're doom and sealed. The 6,000 years are up for Satan here in 2028. I did a math, and you can do the math yourself. You don't have to take our word for it. You just go to the midnight cry. You see that cloud up in the sky, and that was the sign that at that midnight there was a cry. That's exactly what it was. In February 28th, and we told you time and time again, the beginning of Laodicea. You could go do the math yourself if you have anything in you that has... If you care about your eternal destiny, but some people don't care about their eternal destiny. They just care about existing. That's all a majority of people do. They're just happy to exist. They just live from day to day like if there was no tomorrow. And you can't tell them that. They're drunk with the wine of that religious fortification out there. And they're content to be what they are. But see, you and I, we're concerned about our eternal destiny. And we put in everything that we know to do because this world is not our home. We're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God. This here, like I say, this here is just a laboratory. We're in a laboratory to see if we're going to be found faithful to go into that age of regeneration. That's the only concern we have. And we have enemies, and we have our own self is the worst enemy. That's why Jesus warned us, be careful that any time your heart be overcharged with eating and drinking. You have to have that food on your radar all the time. Eating and drinking will make you callous, and it'll make you worldly, and it'll make you draw back into the world system again. That's why we take 24/7 to try to keep ourselves spiritually alert. That's our that's just the mere doja of man, and that's what it says over. When Solomon was done with his story and with his eulogy, he said, "There's only one thing left: fear God and give Him the glory." And it behooves everyone to do that, he said. That's the end of the story.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we see the conditions all around the world, Lord, how everything is being shaken up, Lord, but we know according to your word, and we can see the picture that you have allowed us to see. So we just pray that you'll give us the grace to be able to say it in such a way that people will understand and get to know you and where you are at in time. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.